Nationwide, many students are just moments away from move-in day at colleges. For some, leaving Philadelphia and going away to college for freshman year is bittersweet. WHYY's Amanda Fitzpatrick hears from a few young women about their journeys to break barriers while leaving their mark at their high school.
Alexiani Negron shares what it feels like to be the first in her family to go to college.
I think being proud when it comes down to like family of us, it doesn't describe like the real feeling that they feel.
I spoke with Negron, Liani Castro-Torres, and Kaya Ford about their experiences graduating top of their class at Philadelphia's William W. Bodine High School for International Affairs.
We're setting like a new tone for the rest of our family to come in the future.
According to the district, they, along with the students Kayla Randolph Mitchell and Estelita Ramirez, are the first in their families to go to college, and it's the first time in the school's history that this many graduates received scholarships to top universities with low college acceptance rates. For Castro Torres, it's surreal.
My dad never graduated high school, so it's like having these people in our lives who never had to experience with these things, and having us experience these things now, they're like beyond proud.
Right.
They're like, if I couldn't have done that for myself, I wish that for my kids, and we're doing that. We're making their wish come true.
Negron will attend Stanford University. Castro Torres will attend the University of Chicago. Ramirez will attend Haverford College. Ford will attend Swarthmore College. And Randolph Mitchell will attend New York University.
We've gone through so many things when in school, and you know, like just the stress that we've put on ourselves, like always trying to be better like than ourselves, if that makes sense.
All five girls who are Black and Hispanic received a scholarship. Negron says she hopes this will demonstrate to other family members and students they too can achieve success despite their surroundings.
When they see us like doing this stuff with our lives, like going to universities, especially like us coming from low-income families, being proud is not the word.
According to the School District of Philadelphia, 46% of their students are Black African American, 22% Latinx, 15% Asian, 10% white, and 7% multiracial. And 100% of students are economically disadvantaged. With the recent school funding lawsuit, funds are expected to be available to be used to improve Philadelphia public schools in the future. Castro says the funding will help more students like them achieve better success, but has this message for fellow students to not let challenges at home or school hold them back.
We were a minority-based school, so we see minorities all around us, but we had the teachers and the support group that made us believe beyond the standards or beyond the percentages or the quotas. So it was like, yeah, we're all minorities, but in this school, we know that minorities are powerful and that we can go beyond the quotas and we can go beyond the statistics.
Amanda Fitzpatrick, WHYY News.